Good morning, and welcome once again to Puzzling Evidence. More than an hour, less than a show.
And in this amazing footage, you can see the Subdinis as they power their own mysterious technological advance over the mountains and right into your home and into that most sacred of organs, your wallet. A little Subdinis are carrying your bed out into the backyard. See, they're pounding down the stairs now as they drag your bed out in the backyard as you sit up mystified, wondering why you've been chosen for this honorary event. And as the music comes up, you're trying desperately now to wake up as the Subdinis light the sheets on fire and dance around in a circle.
Yes, it is like that for some people, but...
Huh? Are you being serious right now, or are you just on the show?
The doctors are always on the show, seriously. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know what I mean.
I don't want to hear any more of it.
Well, I don't know what I mean either. He took the form and pulled it out and tore it up on the floor. And you said, are you serious, or are you just being on the show?
At the same time.
There's many things.
Suddenly, doctors.
I did get a request
at the same time.
There's many things.
Suddenly, everything went black, and I realized that I'd been cut off and shut off in a little tiny room where nobody was listening to me. And I was talking to this hot little plush felt red rubber tip microphone, and not hearing a thing and seeing only little tiny lights, and wondering why I was strapped to this chair and put into the studio that seemed to be rotating very rapidly with lights flashing off rhythmically. And there was a small man with a swollen head and hideously deformed eyes sitting behind the console pushing the buttons while pencils of light and energy flashed across my body, and I wondered why I was there and what did they want of me, and I couldn't figure out why I was sitting there, and they didn't say anything. They just kept flashing those lights at me and pumping those strange chemicals into me, and the man with the funny head, the leader, the man with the strange grin and the pipe.
Well, I just want to know, do you want to be in the church or out of the church? And where's your wallet?
The DC-9 pushing buttons.
Yeah. I didn't know that I'd been snatched up, and it wasn't really a dream until I saw these sacred nasal positions. And suddenly it all came back to me. And I realized that they'd stolen 4.5 hours out of my life when they put me in that tiny room and plugged all those wires into me and made me talk and talk.
Only an hour and a half tonight, mister.
And talk.
Because you only paid for an hour and a half.
We go to the disco. Here's some situations
genius lines
never seen before. Scary little guys.
But why did they have to go that high to see him?
I don't know. Because he's a 900-foot dog.
This is the scene where they had to boom up because it's the giant Bob.
But as Steve pulls
look
over
at the size of that thing.
Huge Bob. Dots the size of boulders.
I've never seen grain like that.
No wonder they made the sphinxes. Look, here are the jewels. We've got to get up to his forehead and pull one of those out of his eyes and get it back to Dobbs now.
But watch out for the brow. Don't get caught in the brow, whatever you do.
Tangled mess of wires and cables.
Yes.
Steve gets out on the driver's side.
Some kind of cybernetic unibrow.
We'll just push all this tape aside here.
Instantly, the gunman fires.
Oh, look out! They're shooting at us!
Everybody back in the vehicle. Let's get out of here real fast.
Carry him over.
Rub a little Gabrogfran into the sore part there, and you'll be okay.
I will suck all the money from
He's going to suck all the money from your
wallets.
From our wallets.
We told him that.
Vacuum cleaning flying saucer.
Go to New York and hit
the Pope of New York's wallet. It's bigger than anybody's.
I see what's happening now. And suddenly, caller, you're with us now. What's going on? Quick. Start shooting back.
Come on, you gotta defend yourself on the air.
Yes, it's no fun. We can't play this computer game now, man.
Or kill me.
Okay, let's drag the next caller.
Well, that caller didn't believe anything at all.
All the scary callers are gone.
Subgenius games. This is the beginning to chapter 19. The active beating in the background continues. And we are playing
a high speed active beating in the background. You can hear the high speed active beating doctors talking very fastly. Ah, yes, that
almost nearly
another nun caller ringing the blue line.
Yes, I'm sorry. No, we're out of those three dimensional Arnold Palmer heads.
Come
if you
in.
Have the nerve enough to call, we have the nerve enough to listen.
Yes, and
or perhaps just insult
you.
The
Ty
Bob
Nelson. What time is it? It's fun to be the only thing keeping somebody alive.
Really?
Yes, and we're going to be having a news feature weekly
more
now
ways
called
than you
From the Brow. So if you have a subject you'd like the brow to speak on, just
ask the brow.
because the nasal passages are cemented shut and the brain is pulled out and stored in a little jar overnight.
Yet the patient lives.
Oh, there it goes. Well, I dropped the jar, but the patient lives. The patient lives.
Ah, but
all because of the ministrations of the Gabrofam and this special plastic implement they use, shown here.
Yes, just push.
And now we'll show you that technique once again, Dr. Gabrofam.
Yes, thank you. Well, I believe that we have found out that the Wotan beast can be brought out of its grave for small periods of time by putting in more amounts of energy and electricity than was previously used, and that the new instruments, although dangerous, are very, very usable in the small little padded room. All right, the show is going now.
Okay. Here we are.
Uh-huh. No doubt. And the theme of tonight's show, of course, is
so many doctors in
doctors.
Town.
Sub-genius.
The red button.
Beach party.
Is.
Yep. For those of you who are getting ready to read the book, it's
all right. It's sitting in the warehouse, glowing.
So many
I understand.
Doctors here early this
stacked
early in the
up and radiating. In fact, the one of the problems with the book is now sooner. I understand is that the unions don't want to load it without a lot of lead shielding on the trucks
because of that.
Yeah, because
Dobbs
of that
exposure.
That Dobbs exposure and that blue Cherenkov radiation triggering cover there.
Right.
Bad stuff.
I see.
And the conspiracy itself doesn't know what it's got a hold of because it's almost too hot.
There they go.
Yes. I've seen that tape loop before.
The problem is, why do they do this stuff every morning?
It's
in a different city each time.
Why these people
would try desperately to talk to
them? Knowing that nobody is out there.
It's a pseudo caller.
One must be willing to work for nothing. One must have a profound sense of Bob.
The path of Bob Bagger.
Is that David Meyer phoning his stuff in from New York?
Yeah, it's David Meyer. Well, disappearing off into the wilderness.
Yeah, well.
Feels a lot better than
I'll know.
Have you seen the magic post office box lately?
Yes. There was a dead cat in there.
Did it have proper postage?
Mm-hmm. From a guy who didn't understand the show.
Just have to stack the Bolivians out right in the yard so they're lined up properly with their heads in the right direction, and then they can hear you on their transistor wristwatches.
No, you can go ahead and take them away.
Yeah, pull that guy out of place.
Yeah. Well, that's what doctors are for, to help all of you with your problems.
And if you have any problems, you're out there somewhere.
It's just why this hour is chosen especially for
clammy Bay Area morning.
You can get the
and
East Coast.
You have little problems, the West Coast little insecurities, problems, South big little screaming problems, neuroses, or you just like to know what the hell is really going on.
Small-time hobby.
Call in and ask the doctors.
Find
don't be afraid.
What the answer is.
We have all the
don't
answers.
Don't be afraid of the doctors.
We don't have all the jokes.
We don't have any of the jokes, but we do have all of the answers.
And we found out.
And we may not always be funny. But we are always right because we are doctors and we never lie.
Are you serious or are you just being on the show?
Oh, I didn't understand it at all. 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 I didn't understand it at all.
Thank you, Norse people. There they go.
The UFO went right through the control room.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, those guys won't call us up. That's the amazing thing, you know. I mean, they fly right through the studio and they don't.
They won't
word.
Even give us a phone call. Yeah, the only phone call we get from people who want us to play their favorite records. Salad food monster.
Everybody desperately tried to find
it. Now we're breaking some more earphones here that will not work.
Maybe a UFO.
I know. The station's gone, yeah.
Smith and Jones.
The food monster is
found.
Smith, is that you, Smith?
I got the Smith.
I got the Jones. Gives us that polished sound that you've come to expect from this type of program at this early in the morning.
It's getting scary, isn't it? Because the doctors are closing in on you.
The book is in the hands of conspiracy right now.
The book
waiting to be disseminated.
Waiting to come into your hands. Your money goes into Bob's hands.
McGraw-Hill Publishers.
Why, there are even bookmarks out
there. They'll be at your local university bookstore.
Let's
check one of the
above. You don't
above.
Sound very excited. Yes. I wish we had more to offer.
Yeah. Well,
another one of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wherever they
to
are tonight.
Pour us into sub-genius.
There he is back again.
Just zap them back through their telephones when they do that and make their
funny book.
Like a broke frame's mill. You know, that would be the thing.
Well, you know what?
First bogus religion.
What?
We ought to commandeer the station.
Shoot itself out.
I think we just ought to.
The next religion.
Yeah, let's not let the next religion in.
religion will be here
next religion. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If we don't let
I've got a case of phosphorus grenades and 40,000 rounds of BAR ammunition. There's no problem. Have you got money?
Yes.
Right. Just send it in.
Money by stealing babies.
No, that's okay. Right. Just as long as they're puzzling
just
babies.
Just don't send the babies in because they stand fragile on them and kind of make a mess. And we got too many babies up there at Foundation headquarters. Just send the money.
Will you give me absolution?
There's no reason to feel that you need absolution, but we're willing to forgive you for anything else, like making dumb phone calls early in the morning.
Yeah, we can forgive you for that.
Yeah, we could forgive you for that, but we won't. No, you have Wimp for Bob.
This is the beautiful girl who sells the tape.
We put you on our official Bob Wimp list.
We just like to ask ways to make that
we one have ways of making you send that yes.
You don't even have to
we gave you the chance to send it willingly. We offered to let you do it by phone. We'll take credit card numbers. We told you, but no, you held out, and so now the doctors are really going to get to you. We're going to start molesting you in your own homes for your money. We're going to make Moonies and your Scientologists look like nice guys.
We will hurt you. We'll just slip it out if you don't fight.
It's a visit from the doctors.
Party all night. Party all night long. This is
our dogs.
This is a public service announcement of the Learned Foundation for Subdeenies and Late Night Amalgamated International Broad Shortwave Doctor Service. So please stand by for a time check.
Exactly what we mean.
We'll be back next week, and we won't be able to tell you about what Dr. Doodle's doing for at least 3 weeks when his tape gets here and tells us again about life in green hell and the muddy existence where the parrots own everything.
And it's devil take the hindmost, or at least knee.
Yes, well, we thought we'd have control of the board tonight, but
we didn't. The board had control of us.
UFO yes. Landed right in our heads and fooled us all.
Scared everybody.
We're really going to have to slow this show down to get off this morning.
That's right. But we're going to keep going, right?
Yes, indeed. Act yeah. 2, scene 4, take 132,644. The doctors come on the air.
It is the spiritual anthem of
there
the bad
was,
guys.
The galactic time check.
It's ended.
And we must seal up the capsule.
And send the
and
show.
Levitate.
Back.
Airlock is open.
Green hell. Yes.
Doctors aboard.
Okay, well, just John. Shut him off and let's yeah. talk about the scary whatever it was we were talking about.
We were singing about
the
and the
I don't want no
and
the interior doctors.
I don't want no.
And the doctors.
I don't need no tiny Vreedies. I don't need no Smith and Jones.
I don't need no
old Pope Sterno.
I don't need no Dingbat Drone.
I don't want
no Bob Naked. I don't need no Jehovah.
I don't need no tiny
program.
I don't need
nothing.
I don't need all that dumb stuff.
I don't need no.
I'm sick of Bob.
I don't need no city jail.
Any of all that
I don't need no
puzzling law. I don't need those
David Meyer.
Last International.
I don't need that.
I don't need that. Swami John. I don't need no satellite
Bofam. I don't need
I don't need no
Michael Flores.
I don't need no
Devo concert.
I don't need no
Byron Werner.
I don't need no
Church of Sub Demi. I don't need no McGraw Hell.
I don't need need no
I don't need no coverage
over.
On Showtime.
I don't need no
David Letterman.
I don't need no Arnold Palmer. I don't need no Lee
Trevino.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Look out. Oops. What's right here?
You work for Bob?
Well, thank you.
How many aliens can come down here and do it for yourself?
Yes, the natural order of things is far too confusing to be accurately depicted using the street laws of truth. Only the morally modified, more realism facts can successfully illustrate the awesomeness of the scheme. Lies are necessary for the truth. The foundation as a whole is full of bull data. Thank you, thank you. Its printed materials more often verge into more realism. In them, we strive for skim-proof shock value, over-embellishment, bludgeon humor, and morbid yucks. 3D garbage. Snap
Hello.
Out of it. Living in a mental bliss state can help, let's face it. It just isn't real.
Am I on the air?
In discussing true slack, we aren't talking about simply improving your imagination and self-image. Those are merely images. We're talking about major material advancement in the physical world.
Gonna get a gun or a job.
What the hell do you think we're doing down there? Huh?
Gonna have a gun jam.
Mr. Morbius, can I have your opinion on that, please?
That's to say, the literature of it.
Gun jam.
I've been an outlaw.
much of my life. And now a sub-genie.
Brain-walking socket doctors.
Wait, what is this? What kind of show is this?
Gonna talk to up-down, pull-pot, pan-pot doctors.
No.
Yeah, new listener, new subscriber.
How many sub-genies does it take to screw up a radio station?
So would you pay $10 for the book of the sub-genius?
Oh, yeah.
Without even seeing it?
$100 without even looking at it.
I'm going to let you know when my ears...
When your sound happens, yeah. The stereo doctors can help you when your sound happens. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, I died. Ma Bell sticks the little busy signal in your ear and twists it around.
Yes.
Now pay bill, please. Rinse.
No, we're not rinsed yet. Yes, I felt better when the church came back in the door. And then Betty held Bob in her arms and realized the whole thing was over. Denise stood up and walked out of the room and took the Fostex with her, including the masters to all the best Wotan songs there were. It took them right to that listener's house where he dug a hole in his front yard and threw the tapes in, threw gasoline all over them, called the press over and lit them on fire, thereby ending the entire band.
Oh, 702.
You got a stench lock on that guy?
All right, then. Okay.
What do you think of the show? I mean, what does it sound like?
I'm calling it for the first time. Oh, it sounds really bitchin'. I like your conversation with all these people here.
Uh-oh. I think the listeners become disconnected.
You're not talking to real humans. You're talking to real tape. Magnetic oxide arranged for you. A computer figures out the answer quickly and sends it down a microchip that comes out a little tube at the other end called your telephone. Now, go ahead, listener.
What?
Do you guys in your Berkeley chapter have any activities other than, you know, sending out postcards to Bob? Or?
Sure.
I sleep and eat.
What do you do?
Sleep and eat. That's it.
Sleep and eat? Oh.
Yeah, and then I come down here and do the show.
Oh. They pay you to do this?
Yeah.
They do? We thought you were a volunteer. Really.
No, well, we used to be.
You used to be.
I'd say slave was more like it,
you
but actually
like
now
slave?
We do get paid.
Yeah.
We get spending money, and sometimes we get out to spend it.
Right.
Yeah, I used to airbrush the staples out of the Playmates before I was in this church. A World Without Slack.
What's wrong with your communication?
What's wrong with everything that's
what's
going on here?
What show is this on?
Where's I don't know.
Wait a minute.
You're on the air.
If I buy your book, will you like me?
No.
You said lots of dollars and we like you.
No. Just because you buy the book of the sub-genius does not mean that you become automatically a sub-genius.
Nope. You know, the book, yes, really,
the book does not automatically make you a sub-genius.
You won't necessarily even laugh if you read it.
No. Sub-genius blessing.
In fact, you probably won't even make it through the book. All the little names are arranged and just
exactly.
Not even
in the
telephone
next to the microphone.
There's a telephone next to the microphone, and there is a microphone on top of everybody's head.
Thinly disguised sub-genius propaganda. Increasingly contaminated. Drinking water is going to be $5.
This is Doug Smith. I'll bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
He'll be low listener.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? We're going to start a letter writing campaign to KTFA to get you to get his time. So you'll go all the way to 7.
Right.
All right.
Then we'd have to pay you.
No. Senator Hawkins and Bob. No, I'd have to pay Bob.
We were ready for him because we needed the big zeros this time. But as usual, nobody had told anybody else about the plans. About the armament, about the defenses, about the missiles, about the money, about the pipes. Yes, and in the meantime, grinding to a halt, another show awkwardly stalks its own shadow around the studio now. The brow's gone crazy now, and the drum drops are peering over the edge. Who's over what, you ask? And what kind of clues are being provided in this hour and a half? And do I have to listen to the whole show to hear the whole book?
Well, I can't explain any of those things, but if little Dr. Vrides is listening right now, we'd like to tell that rat that while he sleeps, we're having to fight the conspiracy at every
heads,
corner
skull,
here.
Windbreakers,
just
pipes, nine irons, pornography, lucky stones, sacrificial altars.
Sounded like everything's okay. You know, they can listen to the show and be totally slacked out, but I think if they try to...
It's a scary show.
It's a show that
Radio
Hypnopedia
here in Berkeley. Things are never what they seem. This show.
That's a little bit weird.
Well, something weird's going on around here.
I don't know. Yeah, we're already at breakfast.
First, people tell me earthquakes happen when they didn't happen. And the next thing, turn around, there's sub-genius chorus, girls singing songs, and people being tortured. Sit down. You'll get your dinner.
Yeah,
sit down.
Come on, shut up.
Some people just can't take speed eating.
Eat the whole mic stand.
Yeah, I don't know. It's some kind of joke, I think. Is this what? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's what they say back in New York. It's just too much of an intro. We don't understand this thing. What are they talking about?
You can just shoot me. I don't care. You don't know.
Well, here's your check, though. Here, we'll send you the check.
Where's
my brow? Just don't worry, because...
How do I cash this brow?
Nobody would play this thing anyway.
I mean, if they didn't do the flexidist, then I still must be doing something right.
Yeah,
okay, here.
I think so.
Oh, God.
He's littler now, and I think we'll be able to splice it in right here.
Yes, this is the most quiet of all of our shows.
No, no, don't turn it off. Don't try to splice the tape.
Okay. Just look up at monitor number three.
What is he talking about?
It's me.
It's the future. It's your future. It's your and you're part of it.
We can feel you on the screen of spirit.
And now our station, our religion, and our show.
And hopefully you.
The whole and we've worked to make Subgenius the strongest, least amount of consumer service needed, easiest to work on at home. This religion is easier to work on with just all you need is a couple tape recorders and. And you can completely service any part of this religion. You can take any part of it out that you don't like, and you can put any part back in that you want.
Has he been baptized?
Has he been forgotten? Has he been paid for and bought? Has he been down to the county store and stomped on and thrown in the dumpster and then put in the back of the truck and run off the island?
Stapled? Mutilated?
And the caller will probably come back to life after the show.
This must be the Subgenius.
So who's Bob? Is he an important figure?
No, Bob's nobody. Don't worry about
your
Bob.
Your mama.
Yes, Bob is Bob. A salesman. Probably one of the best salesmen
that
ever
best
lived.
Bob there is.
Is he a headless golfer?
No, no.
That's a nameless but very famous headless golfer who we can't talk about on the station because a raft of lawyers have threatened lawsuits.
Well, you should get lawyers from another planet.
Well, anyway, we've got another caller here that wants...
Yes, I'd like to hear something really... That makes sense. You've got a good mind. Why are you doing this mind jamming stuff?
I'd like an electrical tickle.
Sure. Yes, I'd like to actually just spend the rest of my life in a wearing blender.
Yeah, other caller on the line.
Okay, you're playing Kill the Caller this morning. Oh, that was easy enough.
Yeah, but no, we won't talk about that. We could talk about the UFO and the aliens and the Exodus and all the time schedules and all that important stuff that costs so much, but no, we won't talk about that.
None of that stuff.
We could talk about the deal we made with those aliens, but no. Subdinis, Technoborder, F-rays. What the heck's going on, huh?
Well, you know, that's the thing.
He was right.
Most of the listeners would rather listen to empty static on a Subgenius radio station than the finest classical music on one of the good stations.
Actually, you need shamanistic devices like dead birds.
Oh, yeah, or shamanistic devices like guns.
Yes, and the slack and the haviframe and the
bucket of
holy
pills.
Cloths. Those are the things that save us when we go down south and hit Dobbsville. Yes, in Malaysia, southern Malaysia. You use the holy handkerchief, and the next thing you know, you feel a lot better, don't you now?
Blow your mind.
It's no fun, but it's easy to get there.
I wore mine in my wallet, so it got pickpocketed.
It ain't no fun, no how.
Use the money from the next group.
Yes.
Well, for the news station. Just that. I mean, how much slack is identifiable, and how much slack is temporary?
I couldn't tell you.
How much slack is random? There's a Subgenius truck we just talked about being started and moved over to the other side of the studio so we can load it up with more shows.
Oh, what are those two guys doing fighting on the top of that truck? They'll never get the slack out of that
camper. They each want that gold Marantz cassette that is so hard to find, no matter what store you go to. Yeah, it's kind of stepping up and down.
Maybe we just take Nelson's brain and stuff it right into the toilet.
That sounds good to me. Here, take mine, too. I don't need it today.
No, okay.
It's a holiday.
It does keep it cool. It's like,
yeah, feels nice. Boy, I know why Kennedy went to Dallas.
He was afraid of the thesaurus.
Yeah, it's worth it getting air conditioned like this. Boy, taking a ride in a convertible.
Those things are mean. Look, it's trying to lay an egg in the corner of the studio. It's trying to rip Nelson apart.
It cleans it up.
A nest out of it.
It looks like a little alien egg.
Just close.
Here, I'm going to open it up. Look out, Gary, look out!
Come on out of there, you little booger.
Cops can drive.
Wait a minute. Clean it up. It's a Subgenius radio show coming out of this egg. It's sickening.
Clean it up and send it on. We'll just have to use another...
The frop
Rumo slack, yes, the frop bird visits once again. The frop bird happens to be all over the city. The frop bird, I'm sure, right now is being used at countless motels
and
buildings of abuse around the country at this time.
Bob!
It's a short song, unfortunately.
The poster of Bob.
They get paid for this.
You will immediately become bronze.
It's scary as it stared down on me and took my money.
Bitter of Dobbs.
I don't know. This is the worst band in the whole world. I don't know who'd ever record these guys.
The really shocking part is that you can write away for these lyrics. You can write away for these tapes.
And of course, the album coming out on Rounder Records soon will include many of these hits.
That's right. You'll have to pay money for this. And right now, you're getting it free. You could be taping these shows and selling to your friends for lots of money.
Getting a bootleg version of it.
If you have that 27-band graphic, you will. Of course, you can take us out and put yourself in. That's the really amazing part, is what you can do with the show.
With the Thompson Vocal Eliminator, you can take all the Dougs out and add just 18 Garys, or you can take all the Garys out and make it a whole Bob Nelson show, or you can take all the people out and put in your own aliens.
Well, I wouldn't do that. Oh, that's getting a little bit messy because, you know, then there won't be anybody left up to clean the saucers.
And it doesn't cost any more.
You're lying. I know. When,
no, I'm not.
When Nelson's drafted into the Subdini Army, he's going to have a surprise.
Which one is that? Oh, look out. We got a hypnopedist on the radar here. Maybe I'm sleeping. Maybe I am sleeping. Maybe it's only 6 in the morning and I'm just... I just rolled over. Oh, that feels great. I'm not on the show anymore. This is stupid being on the radio.
Would you mind cleaning up these stinking babies in the background?
Okay, here. I gotta careful. They're flammable babies.
Oh, do they
Gary,
swim?
Look, they're falling in my slack cup.
What?
Oh, jeez. Well, you know.
Let's see if it swims in this pool here.
It's alive in here.
Mm, yeah, well, this is live radio. We'd be important then.
Yeah.
We'd be just like presidents and senators if we had parents.
Well, that's not actually, no. Here, see, they're screaming and they're hurting.
Yeah,
they're
right.
Turning over in the roasting oil of bad music. Yes, it's just it's a horrible
good.
Sight. It's a good thing that you, the subscriber,
and listener, too.
Don't have to watch this and any other...
For sure. Okay, goodbye.
Night. See, it'll all be gone when he wakes up. The subgenius police come to get him because he made the wrong call. He didn't
hey, you there.
Himself
Hold on.
The
Cosmic cuffs for you.
All right, guys.
Let's go. Next dimension.
Pink lace leather.
Dog tutu. Is Bob spelled backwards. Remember that.
Okay.
So we've got another caller here waiting to struggle through the conspiracy phone lines and the grovel his way up to the holy altar of our microphone to... Well, you know what I mean, so let's see what he has to say.
I was just wondering, how come you're on Monday morning?
multi-headed noise of...
Puzzling evidence. Your host.
Gary Gabrofram.
And
Mobius Rex, this show.
But silence did not follow to the show that fate ruled people's lives.
The awful heat.
And those who interfered
yes,
with
the awful heat.
Show to their own
the heat rub.
Anacin.
The giant pills rolling down the street. Yes, the torture just started. The deadline for dominance had just begun.
Burning
rotten flesh.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. We've gone through it all before. And we'll go through it again in 1984. 1985, worldwide famine, another year of deliberate genetic manipulation, more ancient astronauts, germ wars, insane population explosions, and terror subgenius empire hated by now.
No fun at all. Working their hardest to worship deities that don't really exist.
That's right. You can find out about that immortality elixir. Because we have the immortality elixir.
Well, actually, I subscribe to the Deity Eradication Service, and they come in every month or so. They spray my house or any unwanted nettle life forms, and then, you know, I don't have any trouble, like, making my church real big. It's not a bad idea, huh?
Yeah.
It's a great tax write-off, actually.
Yes.
They take your church and staple it and glue it and fold it and send it out for you.
Yeah.
Just like ourselves, at the end of the show, we fold up and die. Somebody pours water on us next week.
Yes, instant show.
Fill up and show up again.
Just tear the little pin.
Use the show
get
filler.
Get them in the bathroom at the Chevron station.
Or the copyrighted show extender, if you're taping
right.
The show. Mix it in.
Show stretcher.
And show stretcher can be used also.
And there is a vegetarian show stretcher now.
Any one of these products
of
will usually
you,
take the show and make it either
have
longer
a show in
or
Berkeley
thicker.
That you're
whichever
listening
is.
To on a station I such as this where, you know, you don't want a meaty radio show. You just want a nice, soft, gummy bean show.
Okay.
Open that can of jokes, would you? I mean, look at that case of instant slack over there. It's turned into liquid slack.
Oh, look out.
It rained all... Well...
We specifically chose this hour to reach those of you that play drums at 4 in the morning.
I see
this stuff.
Fix that turntable, Wilman Head. I'm talking now, Wilman Head.
Yes, here we are. Outside of Cute Water, Arkansas.
I see.
Where are they playing?
Thanks. Now wipe off the blood and good morning.
Wilman, they're calling.
Yes?
Huh?
It's your mom.
Is this... What do you want?
She wants
to be on the radio.
Yes, you are on the radio.
What shall I say now? What do you want me to say?
Ask, say, can I send my wallet to the Church of the Subgenius? That's an easy thing to say.
Too smart for that. Okay.
Or your purse. I'm sure your wallet must be too fat to even get in your purse.
Well,
so whichever.
I'll send you my kit. I'll send.
Well, do you have anything? Wait. Do you,
what's it look like?
Wait, yeah, throw us a line.
All right, I will.
No.
How about your purse?
That.
What's your purse look
why
like?
Why did you call in if not to be abused by us?
Well, I wanted to speak to my son.
Oh, well, he's on the air right now.
I told
Mom,
you to
Mom! Dad!
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
What a lady, bye-bye. Huh? Okay, bye.
Bye again.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
What a lady. Bye-bye. She never does hang up, though. She's always...
Oh, and hey, I want my eggs over runny this morning, okay?
Which book do you want to help?
There's
right,
going to be a lot of books in the future, of course.
Everybody's going to have their own book. Right now, everybody has their own magazine. Next year, everybody will have their own record.
I was talking about won't be consumed by the fruit of the loom
okay,
or
we've got the machine on, Dr. Duell.
Yes, here we go.
And we seem to have takeoff power. Now we'll just be able to fly over the station and lift out right at the antenna, I hope.
And drop it right down
hope.
In the
I
Rancho.
Don't know. We're going to try this once again.
Rancho
we like to fly. Well, I know it, but it's fun. We like to fly right at the antenna, scare the listener, and just flip away at the last moment. Of course, we don't use the guns for that. I'd like to, but station policy prevents it. Okay, let's try it. Here we go.
The most enigmatic and disturbing.
And you can tell us why we're all wrong. We know we're wrong, but we don't know why. So we believe what we believe the best we can.
Hey, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's all right. You know, I can't do tricks like this.
Your girlfriend
this
never
the
even notices
the
G's. I guess it's being a food monster protected by all that stuff. Yeah, he doesn't even feel the G's. Okay, let's fly out over here.
The cheese? Yeah, I felt the cheese. I felt the slaw, too.
Yeah, well, I fought the slaw back
too
in the wars.
And,
you know, the slaw won. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is one of the greater problems in today's modern world.
One of those problems.
I don't know.
We're all broadcasting, and nobody listens to anybody else's show anymore.
No, I'm not even listening to yours now, because
it's
my show.
Everybody had buttons to push, and so many record players, you couldn't believe it. And their speakers falling out of the windows, and rock and roll. And,
yeah,
I just kept on walking. Everybody had their own show. That's what's going on here.
Casted from the beautiful Dodaker room at the Bohondas Motel in Berkeley, California. Hotel Bohondas is one of the finest places to stay if you're a sub-genie on vacation, or if you, for instance, just don't have a place to flop. Come to the wonderful Hotel Dodaker. Walk into the lobby of the beautiful Smith Building and come up to the 14th floor where the Gabrofran Suite is.
The beautiful sunrise in Berkeley. If you're not awake, you really should get up and fall out of the window.
Right. Take the show with you if you can.
I can't believe it.
There it is.
Yes, if you belong to the church that worships Bean and the hairballs, of course.
Oh, well, that's a church that is a mystery church to this day.
And
people ask about the 53rd Street mystery spot.
Bean.
People talk about the little tiny voices in the background, but the Church of Bean is something that not even the most hardy caller has ever talked about.
No! No!
Yes.
Yeah. Black Planet.
Is this our future?
Wonderful. Is this our haircut?
That's what the children wanted to know. Yeah. Is this our future?
And then we just laughed in their faces and put them back on the spaceship and blasted them back to
the
planet of Slack that we keep talking about.
Yes, that planet.
Why'd you do it?
That one planet, not the other planet.
Well-manized planet. Well, what are you going to do to stop
Yeah, we have
the
alternative plans, too. By the way, there's a counterfeit book out. Don't buy the Book of the Subgenius. It's not the real one. You're being confused by a computer plan.
You've got Mr. Somebody 1. Can't I be Mr. Somebody 2?
You can't be nobody. Now, leave us alone, okay? Next caller.
Okay.
Here's the Slack Squad
home
moving back up
ago.
The front of the
Gabrofran building.
Steps to Dobbstown.
Building a giant corkscrew in the backyard of the Berkeley Church. Trying to get back to the center of the earth.
And you might be pushed in, so let's go.
There's a lot of things that begin with B in this closet.
Yes,
you are the greatest star of all.
Get Bob out of the closet. He can save it.
This report.
Brought to you by the Foundation for Better Gabrofran and the Bohondas Motel chain. Please stay at a Bohondas Motel tonight.
They don't have radios
there. Slow down there. You're safe.
Frankly, I think such rudeness should not go unpunished.
Okay, now the show is back in control. Show of problems continues. The buttons are being pushed, and Palmer's taking the Gabrofran away.
These are giant sound effects. Where are they coming from?
Darling. This box over here. Look, if we can just get this box closed, we can stop the show.
That's right.
The show stop.
We'll put Palmer in the box, and then he'll be happy. You won't have anything to complain about in there.
Douglas. Yes, the last check. Yes, last yeah, what do you want? Check.
Douglas.
Yes,
go
what?
Ahead.
No, you're not going to stop the show.
Are,
I don't care what you say.
The last thing I would want to do is trouble you.
Gonna get a gun
or
a job.
I would love to hear from you.
Here. Gonna get a gun jam.
More cigarettes.
The Dobbstown airlift has started. We're airlifting all of the people who want the ride
and
out
humiliation
right now.
Keep on.
If you want the ride, you can call
into this
one way.
Cult finds his luck plane suddenly leaping at him.
There's the luck plane leaping
and the coincidence level is too much to even believe. Dobbs is everywhere, friends. And at times, it can be weird. once an entire all-new church pamphlet just materialized in the dead of night,
burned right onto the place of the printing press.
The machine turned itself on, and in the morning,
boy, I don't know what I'm going to do with that head.
Sitting there,
lost in the
bloody heel of Dobbs' shoe.
And I want to kill her.
Obviously.
I want to kill you, Connie.
Irresponsible.
I want to kill you.
I'm so tired. Get your hands off me.
So how do we know? How can we tell whether our friends are ready to walk the path of Dobbs?
What?
Surely just not by the t-shirts they wear or the pipes in their mouths.
Accubeating. You know, tonight I thought we might talk about love and hate.
Yea, verily, the pastor speaks the holy word.
And I thought tonight we might discuss that much known but little observed phenomenon, unrequited hate. Yes?
Yes, as it is known in the church.
Think of how many times you've been in love. Think of how unpleasant you felt. You're dragged out. You're depressed. You're uncertain. You're stomach hurt.
Dr. Gabrofan is undergoing therapeutic
mystery caller.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm tuned into your station. I'm just wondering what the hell's going on.
Well, us too. So you help us out.
I am the Pope of New York, flown out here especially to preach the gospel of Bob and the Church of the Subgenius to you, young lady. Do you have enough slack in your life?
Do I have a what?
Do you have enough slack in your life?
Enough what?
Slack.
Yes, the spaz, sure, macho irony.
I am sure that on a car radio, this probably sounds like vegetable soup.
Just put in here that half of a dolphin's sexual drive is released through their blowhole. And sexual.
And the other half is released through the Church of the Subgenius. Thank you for that testimonial.
Clean your own blowhole, would you please?
Yes, we have a special brush here available at the church, the brush and soap department of the church here.
As
we're
always
using one of those brushes right now.
I can lay hands on you and drive.
So far, all of the dolphins in the Berkeley Marina have bottom brushes.
I can grant you slack with the very touching of the tentacles of the Pope.
That's right. And he's using one of those brushes on Channel 5 right now.
Yes, it's tuned up in color.
And if you don't believe I can heal with my mere hands, just ask Andy about the hands of the Pope.
Oh, yes.
They're on Dobbs. It's all Dobbs stuff out here. And if you want to talk to Dobbs, that's all you're going to get to because, you know, if you really have a problem, forget it.
And then you will get a ticket to Dobbstown and one of our special meditation chambers, the little dog cages, and you can get in and mail yourself to Dobbstown. And
the
church will pay for it all, and we will support you once you get there. You'll be so happy.
They'll empty your cage.
Here's what you'll be doing.
There are no dogs and no dog church on the street in Dobbstown.
The showed subdinis.
There are
no sheep. Not the sick subdinis. They're hidden away from the congressional investigation.
And there's no caller any longer.
He's still listening. And
but he's a caller. We know you're out there.
And the show is every call.
He's getting paid union scale for Radio Listeners Union here. And he has to call in every 15 minutes or else he gets laid off.
We're at the Subdini Fair. There are lots of jobs in all kinds of
frozen gut of the North land. Wotan, Wotan, frozen Gabrofan.
Yes. Now we're at the Gabrofan ride at the Dobbs Fair.
The lies and the puzzling.
The Wotan Festival this year will be held in California, I believe. But we can't tell you where until you get there. Here's the Gabrofan ride. Scary Gabrofan ride. Very, very fast. Very upside down.
You see the little people falling out of the ride, splatting against the car.
Yeah, there they are now. There they go. Falling out of the cars, but
what a sight.
Connie can be scared.
Things
breaking.
This is a fun ride.
This is my own ride. It's the tiniest.
Human happiness.
Yes.
I just feel
the tiniest.
I mean, everybody that goes on this ride.
The tiniest of things.
Have I been laid off yet?
No.
You'll get your check. Don't worry.
Someone said that the government has printed some new money. It's brown. That's why the stock market panicked. So when one day you're going to wake up after elections and they're going to devalue the currency, every $100 you get, you're going to find you get 10.
That brown money is subgenius money. It's
cancel
it's got a Bob Dobbs on it. It's got a little guy with a pipe. That's Bob. And it's not worth anything right now. But after the coming revelations, it'll be worth a lot.
What?
The Bob money. The
Bob
brown
money?
Yeah, the brown Bob money.
Here are the film shows, Dobbs Central.
And the giant pipe is puffing
my giant building.
That's a pipe.
Why do they keep it off the
Look
ground
at that.
Like that?
Well, it's secret and mysterious.
This mighty old film here, isn't it?
Yes.
It looks like a secret.
The sprocket holes are going wild. Now.
It's a little bit of...
Over.
Can't
over
you get here. That tuned in a little bit better there?
Yeah, actually, you know...
There, you can see it now.
Yes. Here's Dobbs Town from the air. You can see the part in the giant head.
as a smile breaks out.
What are those little containers down there around the bodies?
Those are where the dots come in. When they're shipped to
Dots down.
Well, you 55 gallon drums full of dots.
You know,
it's really cold out here. I can't imagine how the aliens stand this all the time.
Well, they grow these dots, Gary, in order to take over our bodies.
Really?
Yeah, well, for every amazing. Dot, for every dot on the Dobbs face, there's a zombie out there waiting for instructions.
Well, tell them to send us that dollar to Box 1189, 2000 Center Street, Berkeley, California.
Monitor, you can see the zombies as they demonstrate in honor of more dots. They're hearing the dots to the face right now.
Actually,
from left to right, you can hear the dots leave the launcher and go right to the surface of the face.
Bouncing from the studio.
Yes, quite trying to use some of the dots in the video games.
Will slip off the face and fall down.
It's really amazing what they can do with those dots.
In fact, if you've just got a pipe in your home, it's really amazing what you can do with just a pipe. But, of course, you'll have to write to Subgenius Church for that pipe. And now, your letter goes on its way in the post office and straight to our headquarters, where it's read by 1,000 little overmen. Then it's filed and put away, and then they write some more reports about your letter.
Oh, yeah, okay, well, that's it.
It's amazing. I don't know how we did this, but somehow or the other, the show got caught under the wheel of the car. We were behind them.
The show.
The continuity fell under the table.
Yeah, it's hiding in the corner. I can't get it to come out. I think it's scared.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you once again, why are you listening
you
to this?
Help us?
Why are you here?
I don't know
now?
What's going on here in the station.
There are people
what is it?
Around the world who listen to this show at different times than you do and wonder
Paul, it's a paperclip, that's why.
Without question.
There's no continuity in the show because it's a
paperclip that was supposed to hold the show together.
Listen to the show and glean from it the
well, don't let the subscribers,
that there
I know
might
they're calling
a,
up and asking to be on the show, but
there might be
I mean,
a better
that's a little
time
ridiculous,
of slack ahead
don't you
for
think?
All of us. There might be
just
a time
you
in
spend $15 on this station doesn't mean
sense
that you get to come down here
some warmth and welcome.
Tell us what to think.
A long, woe gone people.
The front door was open.
Represented by Brady.
Well, it's okay.
Oh, what's this thing?
No, that's the automatic shoehorn.
We're trying to call somebody. Who knows what's going on? Here, these people trapped in the station. With
the famous Osborne.
What is going on here in the station?
I know that you remember the day that I interviewed Kerry Thornley. Yes, here on this show. It was frightening, and it was future, and it was perfect. And it was blue perfect, and it was past participle, and it was dangling participle, and it was a man without a mic, and a country without a name, and a band without a chord.
Yes. Drop
yes,
another
the
quarter.
The eternal record of slack.
We get three callers for a quarter.
No, we were going to talk about normal things. Situations that arise in everybody's life. The glowing lights, the voices in the head.
Smoky sound effects coming out of the radio to consume your
very poorly done
taste.
Monsters.
Yes, you'll think the bad thoughts.
Let's do it. Do it. That's what we say
Jones,
on our
Jones.
Radio show. He was the guy that gave us the last instructions for the last radio
yeah, on
show.
The radio Jones.
Well, it's scary, and we know that a lot of people are listening right now. We didn't believe it, but the amazing amount of mail that we've gotten from very strange people in Hayward and... Well,
you know, you could stop us if you wanted to call in. You could stop this travesty of broadcasting. Yeah, we saw the backstage passes for Planet X. We saw the long queues waiting to get on the ships. We saw the terrified, panicked faces of the radio listeners as they wake up too early.
And stare at the giant television screens here. You'll understand exactly what
yes,
we mean because the clues come at different
now,
speeds for different witnesses
the transmission
to people
lines.
In the church that are ceasing to believe
well,
that this can be a cohesive type of radio show at any time.
But of course, it is being filmed by the Vision Magic video crew who have stayed up all night just to bring you the show. We'd like to thank them and their little friend Norman, of course.
Agent Hughes, you've overstepped security regulation 612. Please step into the disintegration chamber. You've turned off your radio and you've gone back to sleep.
Yes, just like that, caller.
So now it's time for
the doctor.
Sub-Dini doctor.
You can try it any way you like.
Try it out.
Yes, and who are the Yakutizma and why won't they go away and what are they doing to bother us? But why do we actually like them, even though we hate them?
Then a street person will probably consume all our continuity.
Yeah, this is sort of like the hands of Victor Jara, except this is the head of Arnold Palmer. And they have a lot to do with each other, actually.
He's got to win some kind of award there.
Well, you know, we do want to raise that.
It already has.
The front of
you can see the meters going to red.
Here
is the correctness.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, don't touch knobs or anything, but we're going to let you talk.
We got the camera pointed in, and we think we can tell you how to defuse the bomb.
All right. The bomb that goes off inside that one box
is going
to cause a chain reaction across the whole face.
It's on the telephone.
Right out of that.
And I think if you move around too fast, you're going to set it off.
Okay, so shut up and let him say it.
Look, you see the little, like, green light there on the side of the bomb?
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's the fast forward. Now, you don't want to punch the fast forward button. That'll set the bomb off right away.
Oh, good.
So, like, flies to a dung dish.
Get on the good ship, Dobbs. It's going to be some rough sailing through the tribulation years coming up. This is the time of pain that the ancient prophets and ancient astronauts foretold on the cave rocks. So,
and this gives us each a divine license to smite.
So, may Jehovah One grant you utmost slack on the ropes of life and spare you his stark fist. Amen. The word of Bob be with you.
And what's a cyborg?
A cyborg? That's a guy who lives in Pebble Beach.
Watches TV all the time.
Yeah.
This is certainly the, you know, a church that gives you slack. Yeah, we believe. Bob tells us that the conspiracy has got it set up to where you expect to pay a lot of money to have fun. Consciousness is dictated by 2-bit conspiracy critics. What Bob wants people to know is that cheapness is important. Sometimes the stupidest things are really the most telling.
Bomb Dom, he's no slob. Bomb Dom, he's no fool.
A fool, what a stool.
He is the head of the subgenius church, and he is super cool. He is the head of the subgenius church, and he is super cool.
Hi, Sandy.
Thank you.
Good night.
Look, he's twisting his head right off at the neck.
Well, it's good. It's good for him.
If he can, then they
I'll give him another drink.
Looks like Phil is having another drink. Maybe,
Gotta do something here.
Phil, tell us about the business in Oakland. How's it going?
Business is booming, let me tell you. It's fantastic. We've got so many different people from all walks of life coming through our store every day. Coming down to sample our Flexo mattresses that are the most fabulous thing to ever lay down.
I just saw some of those happy customers, and they've all gone now.
Well, we bring them in and bring them out.
They were being carried, but they were laying down. There they go.
I hope so.
Go back home. Try and improve your skill a bit.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, it's too late.
It's the two stools.
Yeah, well.
Oh, is this it?
I'm just not sure what's going on tonight here.
I'm totally confused myself. I've never done anything like this. And television's rather easy, but this radio is really incredible.
Do what I can to stop our thoughts. That's my serial plan, yeah.
Milo.
I'm a bohawk this man.
Movie's red show on KPFA. I'm a bow hunter's man. Man's got a yakatisma smell. Gonna spend my slack in subdini hell. Yeah, Sterno, I'll get you where I can. I'm a bow hunter's man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, you made it. How much did you take?
Take a deep breath.
Can you remember?
Yeah, he sounds okay.
Put your hands on the radio now.
There.
Okay.
What next?
Just believe in the power of Dobbs.
I believe.
Believe in Bob. Reach out for him.
I'm reaching.
Feel for that pipe.
Oh, the pipe. Yeah.
The pipe. Remember the pipe? The pipe. Remember? Think about the pipe. Keep your hands on the radio. Breathe slowly. How much did you take?
Enough.
Ah, but remember, too much is always better than not enough.
I'm working on it.
Great. Just keep breathing.
That helps.
We'll have our special breathing therapist be with you on the extension line in just a few moments.
Okay.
So keep your hands on the radio now.
They're there.
And don't go away.
I won't.
Okay. And just remember.
Another landscaping
Bob
KPFA.
Is always with you.
I love my Bob Land. Always. It's there.
The Bob Land.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
a signal coming in over my helmet.
Your what? Helmet.
Have you considered turning the machine on?
The machine on.
Oh, look, they've turned the machine on.
Yes. I didn't realize it was that machine.
Well, they used the Janer device on them. That's what they did.
What's that?
The Janer device?
I've never heard of it.
It's,
I know. It'll be in the book.
That's right.
I wonder what it is.
You better buy it. Because if you don't, Bob will be very angry.
I don't want to get in the wrong set of Bob.
Right. So when the book comes out,
I'll buy it.
Buy it. Buy copies for your friends. Buy three or four copies.
Sounds a little excessive.
Too much is always better than not enough.
We're going to try a transmission now from the other ship and see if they're still awake over there. Oh, no, no, it looks like a horrible party over there.
Yes, some more of those people being excessive.
Is Bob who you think he is? Dr. Duell, can you answer that question?
Bob is whoever you think he is.
It's terrible. They're underage.
He thinks this book thing is a joke. Connie.
Yes.
We're going to take off now, so buckle in.
Okay. We're on the plane now?
No, I don't know. Wow, I'm falling.
Close your eyes. Oh. Drink your little drink.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're back again.
Yes. Let's order a drink.
Well, I wanted to tell you about Connie, too.
Please do.
She smokes so much you smoke so many cigarettes, Connie. She almost set our hotel room on fire the other night. We were staying at the Fairmont Hotel Room where she's smoking in bed. Falls asleep.
The Fairmont.
There.
Yeah, well, I don't want to have to go around stumping out your fires all the time.
Another faller.
What about when
Connie?
Your hairspray.
848-445.
Mysterious
callers. Tens and tens of people listening.
We know you're out there.
Your time.
You can hear us breathing.
So we'll call you instead.
Oh, we got a bunch of broken showpieces all over the studio. The continuity's rolled out the door and down the stairs and
out into the street,
into a fire exit.
Trying to make its way to Bart.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Perhaps to get to a better city. Maybe Fremont or Concord.
Or Alviso.
Yes.
Real wrong.
Well, this is a warning. What they did. All you poor devils, things are more mixed up than you've ever dreamed. What was up is down. The priorities are all screwy. You're fretting if your hair looks okay while bladder cancer is bursting out the front of your designer jeans. Yeah, this is bad talk. Nobody's going to listen to anything else. You won't look at TV unless body parts or cars are jiggling or crashing on it. Or you won't even taste your food unless it has some nerve drug in it. And you haven't used your other senses since you were five. And you sure as hell aren't going to stop what you're doing, are you?
Oh my goodness. Yes, it was the
You're not going to stop until somebody much bigger, much stronger,
that was there
and much, much, much more self-assured.
The prophecy involved in this show, the prophecy
that you're
going to thank
right
now.
For it. And then just before you fry in a flash of radioactive hindsight, you're going to realize you stopped even doing the wrong thing.
Flash in a pan.
Good God. What in the name of sweet screaming Jesus is this world coming to?
We're in space deals.
Indulge in mental Darwinism. Help discover the perfect money-making formula.
Yes,
get slack.
Bobs.
Keep meditating our way and don't waver from the Bob path. Give us your children. Sign over your checks. Send up your cars. Bob won't promise you that he'll prevent the end of the world, but as sure as hell see that you get front row tickets.
Still, a little caller struggles at the other end of the wire.
Yes, how many eyes?
You might be in New York. Next week, you might be in Dallas. Next week, you might be in Bolivia. Uptown. But you can bet we'll be here with this music, playing it this loud, and hoping for a bright new new that keeps your pipe lit.
Tribulation Dallas.
Christ, you still have 15 minutes.
Well, oh, okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, look, the surf looks good, at least. Let's
cut the ending.
Here.
Oh, we still have 15 minutes. Look, the guy says we have to
reel up the...
Okay, yeah. No,
don't pack up the sets
again.
Yet.
Okay, I think they're going to bring a stick man in soon.
Okay, bring in the rest of the show here.
Okay.
There's still 10 minutes of canned show left here.
That's right.
So you want to scoop it out? Gary, where's that food monster?
Welcome to
here,
all mail.
Here,
food monster. I want to
put the show stretcher in with it, would you?
Okay, here, I'll stir up some
show extender.
Show stretcher.
Okay,
that stuff's great.
Let us look. Yeah, it's made out of soybeans. Makes the show last an extra half hour.
As long as it's not bad for you at all, it's just cholesterol in it.
It looks like Hughes has gone after Uberbrow.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put
Oogie
in
brow or
Moony brow.
Yes.
Hey,
somebody that sends out the tape. The caller that dare not speak.
Caller brow. Any one of the brows will do. It was a subterranean
the electric grace. They broadcast the sex trances into me while I was in the courtroom.
Gary's trying to talk to you.
It was the mayor. And well, we never did make it to Planet X, and the aliens never did land.
No, but at least
the UFOs never were talked about,
did we?
And the continuity never did come back.
We have to clean up after the aliens if they don't land.
The box of jokes? Well, the UPS left a note saying that they tried to deliver it Monday.
Yeah, but luckily...
Yeah, open in the mail. Most of the jokes were missing. Some of them were wet.
Yeah, we used the wet ones though.
Yeah, well,
actually, I gave some of those away at the airport.
We weren't supposed to use them. We were supposed to throw them away, and they were going to give us a check. Remember?
Yeah, go ahead and set the computer, Gary. We're
I bought those DNA towers too.
We'll end the show up on that.
How long
are
we going to be out here?
I think we'll get to the other planet before the end of the show, though.
Well,
that just takes a few minutes to get there. This planet is Smurf planet. It's really neat. You'll like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's cute here, even me.
What is this thing doesn't fit quite.
We don't even know
green lights there.
Anti-music and noise, that's our trouble.
Met those guys, but it's, this show's not at all like what I've been hearing.
No, this
those
isn't
funny
shows.
At all.
The
yeah,
other
show's
was
all,
good. This doesn't make any sense.
I don't know
sense.
What's happening.
This isn't even
the
music.
The good part was at the end after I went to sleep.
What more than a space hogger on Earth is the Church of Sub-Geniuses? I don't know.
Hello?
Hello.
I want to talk to you about masturbating dolphins.
Oh, good.
Good morning, if you just joined us. This is the Sub-Genius Foundation. This is Puzzling Evidence with Lies, Gary Gabrofram, and Dr. Mobius Rex. And yeah. This is a complete doctor's... We're singing for you now, A Land Called Malaysia. Get that baby out of there. Shoot that baby.
In the time of peace. With Bob Dobbs takes my cash from me.
Well, I
lost my job and lost my wife. Some genius church wants to take my life. The catchword religion fills my day. And still Bob Dobbs demands his pay. Down in my wallet where I keep my gold. The guy named Dobbs is after my soul. A smiling Greek, a Dallas hack. He claims to deliver me eternal slack.
It can't go far. I don't even know what sex it are.
This is a KPFA COVID-19 public service announcement. Lowe's and Fish's of Contra Costa County will be serving meals to go at their four dining halls. Meals will be handed out 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. Monday through Friday. Locations are Antioch at the American Legion Hall, 403 West 6th Street. In Martinez at Loaves and Fishes, 835 Ferry Street. In Oakley, the Red Man Pocahontas Hall, 1403 Main Street. And in Pittsburgh, they are the St. Vincent de Paul, 1415 Simpson Court. Learn more at Loaves, Fishes, www.cc.org. If you know of a nonprofit organization providing resources during this crisis, please send information to psa@kpfa.org.
Hi, I'm Allie Budner, reporter for the Mountain West News Bureau at KRCC Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm also a graduate of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program at KPFA. The program is accepting applications. You can download an application at kpfaapprentice.org or call the station at 510-848-6767, extension 235.
You are listening to 94.1 KPFA and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz, and online at kpfa.org.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? Here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yeah. You're tuned to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
On 94.1 KPFA.
Yeah. On
90- and 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And what about the Santa Cruz?
Well, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno and 97.5 K24. 48BR in Santa Cruz.
This tape will assist you in removing blockages. I strongly suggest that you never ever play this tape.
Hello?
I mean, you know, there's absolutely nothing you can do, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what it is. I promised K-Rob all sorts of luxuries if he joined me on the radio tonight. Do I have to pay up?
Yeah. Because he'll cancel his show in a minute.
Oh, wow. Or else the radio...
Embracing what you are, the radio, what you've made.
The radio karma spreadsheet will attack me.
Yeah. And he'll put you in K-Rob's fun house for 11
wow,
days.
Wow, fund house, not fun. F-U-N-D house.
Yeah, the D is for death.
That kind of killed the show. Yeah. I was just tapping yours.
Yes,
to see if it was
that's true. When I started this program, which is called Nose Hair Linkland, earlier today, I actually encountered a problem here.
Is it
and
one or two?
It's one, and it gave me a glitch at the beginning of the program.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And then
K-Rob smoked the glitch.
No, I was all by myself. It was terrifying. I almost
in
broke down
the radio
in tears here.
You
at
had your
radio
flashlight and you're off.
Oh no, I was. You know, I didn't know because I had planned a whole show of pornography.
Oh yeah.
Then
yeah,
this again. Happens where I'm putting out only one
That's
channel,
automatic, yeah.
And I did not notice it because you know why I did not notice it?
Oh nice, because you didn't have headphones.
No, I did have headphones. Look what I did. I did the old headphone trick of I plugged in my headphone, turned up the volume, and then checked it like this. Must be this one.
One last.
It's time for Puzzling Evidence. Welcome to this
the radio without a cause.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they put them on pennies and on plates and on shirts. And,
oh, man.
In our over-mediated universe.
We think it's over-mediated now. Back when you only had
over-medicated.
Like three states.
Could
three
I have some more of those pills?
I know there's no prob. Not problem, but prob.
The ashtray's still here.
Where's Bob?
More kind pills, Bob.
They can control all of them. Much easier than
that's
today.
That's my programming.
More this kind pills, Bob.
They can control the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Well,
what is my program?
No, never mind.
You're on the program.
There you go. You see, all you have to do is A prearranged sequence of words creates the immediate tropism, the permanent reminder, in the cerebral cortex. Even at minimum voltage, this is a lesson not easily forgotten. Engraved as deep as to the bone.
Ah, yes, deep, deep, deep to the bone, to the marrow of the bone.
So what happens to Yul Brynner after, at the end of the original rest world?
Well, he's destroyed.
I go to rest world.
He's destroyed.
They destroy him because his batteries run down.
Rest world.
Rest world.
Mr. Evidence, sir.
As for Pete.
Late breaking news here. Pete Goldie admits to killing Robin Williams.
Who's that guy? No, can we do that?
Yeah, we could find out what music they play, and then we could send out these.
If we don't like it, verifies these. We send a drone out all over their head and just take them out,
right?
Like Bruce Howard.
Yes, I'm calling from Florida. I'm calling because
take her out.
Yeah.
What is this? What the hell was that?
The show.
Well.
Yes, friends.
This is the scary part. I can't.
Show,
I can't listen. It's too scary.
We'll be dead.
Oh my god. You know, don't allow your kids to listen
the show
to
this. So toxic. So negative. So cruel. In a world so defiled.
This is a scary show.
So completely corroded in its most inner moral.
Check out the jail!
That the
stupid show. I'll bring you. Not do what I want. Not be funny all the time.
Pick. Kick out the jail.
I think it's being broadcast next Thursday.
That reality is so defiled.
Show getting all over the floor.
You shouldn't take it out of the show that hard. You know? It's just a show.
The world.
Look, is that the rest of the way to stop her?
Mr. Evidence, what do we do about this show, sir?
We're doing it.
Just show now.
Just. The Show Adjustment Bureau.
I have a computer. All right.
I thought puzzling evidence.
Fax piss.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
And it's not fun anymore. This is serious. So serious.
Rest world.
He can't go forever.
Mattresses, couches.
It's total. It's total couch
they
stock.
They just gotta wait until he runs out of
slack juice. Stock.
It's only a machine.
Rest world, the true slack stock.
Yeah.
Everybody's freaking out because of a couple of mousing robots.
We should list tons of stuff you could do if you wanted.
We should have a dock stock for just retirees that's called slack stock. It has to be people
problems.
Over 65.
Are caused by
62.
Human
we have
error.
Slackstown, where you can wear
and
Sansa
no HAL 9000 no. units.
Commercials. They had some underwriters. We need some underwriters.
We need underwriters. Man.
We only had some underwriters to get under the show and write on the bottom. The thing
is different now.
They get under the show and look up, and we had a big pencil that could write under the show, write checks, big checks that last forever.
Oh,
that's what we really need. We need somebody that wants to give us a big gift forever. But they wish they could be listening to the show right now. Sick and tired of the dust and
high
misery.
High and dusty and cold and
backstabbing.
And covered in light sunscreen. But they're
all
thinking,
the melted
you know,
ice cream.
Secretly, they can't say it to their friends.
Man, I
wish I were listening to this
food.
Show.
I'm tired of being sunburned. Disgustipated. Tired of all the acid tripping. Tired of being in orgies with people they don't know for hours and hours at a time. It took me a while to get the mission accomplished because it's really, really hard to get out. Once they get you, they keep sucking you back in. You know, you try to get away, you try to get away, and they just keep sucking you back in. Man, finally I made it away when I wasn't any use to them anymore, and they could discard me.
I think Michael Pepe's a spy for the conspiracy.
No doubt, yeah.
Wait, what is that? That has a meaning. Isn't that now? It could be now. Okay, try it, Leah. Let's try to just relax and just try to calm down. Don't, nothing to worry about. Just try to deal with it. You know, you just just try to like deal with it, man.
Yeah.
Right. The truth. Okay. Oh, this is it. What can I do?
Nothing.
What? Like.
I'm so heavy.
She's so heavy. Let me tell you a story about Bob. He lives in a house and he got a knob. On his crop. His name is Bob and he gives you slack. But you can't take it if you're not ready for it. And you gotta give it back. And you gotta give it back. Then
I had to give my slack back.
A lot of these rappers don't know how to rap if they ain't high. I don't know how to rap as I am high.
Are you trying to be cool, sir?
Is by that, and
sir,
by.
Excuse me, sir.
Wait, I have my rights. I can try to rap.
Get out of here.
I can rap. I'll try to rap. Oh, my heart. Oh, the poor old guy rapping to the end.
You need to give up this thing. Hey, what happened? Something didn't happen when it should have happened. What happened? What happened? Oh, no. Roll over and show your belly at the right time. Allow yourself to be disemboweled by the machine on the show.
It's the pressure of show business.
Right now.
Doug would be able to tell us about that. The pressure of the pressures at the top.
Please let me explain my quadrupedal.
How do you ruthlessly crush your enemies? The way I crushed,
it was a waste.
I crushed John Hell when we were at,
in the crush cage.
Major setback.
I want to take you to the crush cage.
No, no, at, you know, radio.
I need more short term.
What was it called?
Oh, wow.
You'll need a boost.
I crushed him. And
what kind of boost?
Took over his show.
You went to be a manager, so
not crying. You have no idea how much it's hurt me. That poor son of a bitch had a heart attack in the middle of his rap.
So,
damn it, he was 96 and he was rapping.
Hey, joyous to hear. And wait.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Not the headphones. No.
I have these dreams.
I'm sorry.
Do you have these dreams, Michael Pepe?
No. These are real. This is really happening, folks.
See, all right,
and you may be frightened, but please try to control yourself. Try not to respond in any way. Any of these sounds, noises, or words on this program. Please remain calm. 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 Please.
But that's what
sir, please, please remain calm. Please, please, please remain calm. Please.
I saw it was on Frankenstein.
Sir, we're watching you through the podcast. We can see you're holding it in your hand.
Oh, the girls are complaining.
He's holding it in his hand, folks. The podcast. This is no way to listen to the radio.
I'm taking it out on your end.
This is no way to listen to the radio.
Well, you're now... I don't know what you're doing. You're breaking...
This is no way to listen to the radio.
What I'm doing, right?
Just hang it on that. Look at that thing. The podcast. No, we don't discuss this on the air. On the
phone. That's the most interesting thing we could ever talk about.
Yeah. What do you call it then if it's a podcast?
Distinctions among
you don't have air. What are you
to find
on
our own
if you're on a podcast?
In search.
You're on the what? The wire? What?
Hidden headquarters of America's number one crime fighter.
Oh, my God. J-Rock.
Send your unwanted, damaged, or obsolete CDs.
Oh, my God. It's Dr. Hell. Wait.
Ooh. Flash, this just in. Artificial brains control country. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not here.
Please remove yourself from the...
verification system.
Now. Please remove yourself from the verification
right now,
system
now. During the show.
Yes, please remove yourself from the verification system.
I'm not going to take no for an answer.
How do I do this?
Boop. You push that big red button there.
No, not that one.
The other big red
button. That's it, yeah. They're both pretty damn big.
Well, they're both very serious.
That one is slightly larger than the other one.
That one's... connected to a nuclear code or something.
I guess so. So just don't push that one.
Boop.
Boop. As here, in this simple and ancient primitive ritual.
I would love to have a Doug yurt.
A Quonset yurt.
Yurt? Well, these yurts have to be air-conditioned. They can get mighty close when they're in a hot landscape rather than a cold one.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Where
it's kind of smell bad anyway.
How about the yurt?
It's back to God.
Yeah. The yurt.
I don't know that culture.
Smell like old people.
I remember when,
surrounded with
Dan Aul came
old people smell.
Duct tape.
Americans would never eat.
I'm sorry.
Smells like blue hair. You can lose the accent.
And now you're throwing baby.
You could. You have to put your lips right here next to the microphone or...
like this?
Yeah, this is the way they like to hear you. The lips are floating just a few centimeters from the surface of the microphone. Yes, that is the way, and that is why some of these, like the one I have, has a splatter guard, so people's aspired sibilants will not shoot squirts of spit out all over the surface of the microphone, with accompanying popping sounds. Closer to the microphone.
But actually, yes, that did used to...
like this. Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up here.
I don't know how you...
song is over.
So I've decided that K-Rod would probably agree that if we only had one of those little FM transmitters that you hook up like to your cigarette lighter that transmits about 100 feet, we would be radio and he wouldn't be so mad.
True.
All we have to do is get one of those little FM things. And then you could probably hear it down there at Bruno's. Yep. I think you could. That would be pretty awesome. If we like
a good way to do
planted,
a remote, though, just
planted our things there from here, and then we would be radio. Although
also, if I brought my wireless mic, we would be on the air.
And K-Rob would not be mad anymore.
Yeah.
He would relax.
Not radio!
please, please remain calm. Please, please, please remain calm. Please, please, please remain calm. Please.
Mr. President, Walt Disney's about to...
Really?
Oh, no.
You shot that old man.
Oh, my God.
Not me. I'm...
Alone.
Get off, you and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest...
Possibly. There's no guarantee. There's no...
No peace!
I'm putting it in right.
Depends how much, you know, you turn up the throttle.
Did you know that? It's a show,
fact. It's a show.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hey, here's Dr. Hal.
You actually would have learned something. Thanks very much. Thanks, everybody. Well, I guess the show's almost over. There are so many people to thank. I don't know. No kidding. Thanks. Thanks so much. No, I don't know who. I can't possibly thank everybody, so I guess I will just have to say thanks a bunch, everyone.
We're quite lucky.
We run a tight ship here. Close job. Oh, no. I know what you're thinking. No, we do it all here on the show live on radio. Yeah, you too. All of you, sure. You know, there's some rumor that it might actually be...
Puzzling evidence.
...radio. And, of course, not everybody can juggle live baby monkeys like that. And we've got a lot more of that stuff coming for you on the show, but it might not be in this episode because here is the hall of previous failures. You'll notice the Carrera marble. These larger-than-life images are carved by Fijian craftsmen and sold a bill of goods. Yep, but it certainly is a stately place, like the Thatcher Memorial Library, where here, under close supervision, you are allowed to see the manuscripts of all the original scripts of the show live on radio. And now we're going to bring you an exclusive look at how they do decipher those scripts, how they look closely with microscope and magnifying glass for small anomalies in... writing, in expression, in the amount of ink laid down on the page, and the pressure applied thereon as an indicator of the emotional state of whoever it was who made that fateful inscription.
You know,
it doesn't always.
There's a worldwide conspiracy right now.
We call it the con.
What?
There's a worldwide conspiracy.
It means to breathe together.
Really?
Right now? Yeah. From Tom
right this minute?
Sparrow.
Conspiracy to go deal with that, because we're the world's heroes here on the show.
Yes.
They depend
we're
on
all
us.
That stands
the world's greatest
you
heroes seeking the world's greatest donuts. And we're the last sugar, dough, grease, salt-eating people.
If it wasn't
hour.
For us, you'd be fried like donuts.
Yeah,
like the donuts you are.
What? I'm sorry that we have to be so great this time of the night, but it's just the way things are.
Yeah. The expansion
was
go.
We didn't seek it out. We didn't want it. We didn't try. We certainly didn't try. We really didn't try very much.
We didn't try
much.
Not to fry, but
the
here
piping
we go.
Hot batter.
Yeah, try mm-hmm. not to fry this week.
And huge fluffy croissants.
Just keep going till next week, Suicide Man, and then you'll hear the truth.
You'll hear the truth and it shall make you free.
Well, yeah.
Or otherwise.
Yeah, make you free donuts somewhere.
Somewhere.
Free pancakes.
But anyway.
The show.
So appreciates all who follow along with us in distant lands and foreign climes, the bright and darkened lands of the earth, and send us all your comments and letters. We welcome them as critical as they may be. Just don't send any more foreign substances. Stanislaw Zukalski himself actually distanced himself from this view, which he considered extreme and even somewhat crazy, which is amazing to be called a kook by the world's arch kook, or one of the world's arch kooks, is a typically subgenius thing. But we did not believe in Zukalski's theory of the proton, that the wild man of the forest or raping ape who had polluted the human generations produced in the last generation of offspring dictators like Hitler and Mussolini and so forth, but rather sub-geniuses,
yes.
A superior stock, not the evil twisted dictators, but the good guys in the story. Those who follow Bob and his pipe around and around. Yes, time and fate have conspired to make them the most grateful residents of Earth, who stand atop time's mighty monument, which existed only to produce them. These layabouts, these mattress pressers, soldiers, we call them sub-geniuses.
They've also been referred to as
atomic submarines, brought by beaming Helga, the apple-cheeked waitress, but we seem to have lost temporary. Please hold. Stand by. Your attention is important to us. Important. We will resume radio service as soon as we are able.
No, we would just transmit this down there to them. And then it would be radio.
And my room.
Theoretically.
Join us now.
Where's my equipment page to wait for more?
It's the show with Michael Pepe. But the show is most humbly happy when it receives studio guest Michael Pepe. Michael Pepe is even closer to achieving his goal. Yes. Like Achilles' tortoise, as he moves toward it, his speed diminishes. The question is not when, but if the goal shall be achieved.
Now.
Michael J. Pepe's hard-hitting economics
That's
report.
That's right.
Here on the
That's
show,
right.
live on
That's
radio.
That's right, folks. We mince no words in going after the high muckety-mucks.
That's right. We name the names and rake the mucks. Mucks. Muck.
Seriously, I am glad that they finally burned this guy's ass, who runs the sacred subgenius church, that they finally caught up with. You know, everyone, of course, is so nuts about the sacred subgenius church, but they're totally corrupt. They're corrupted by businessmen, and the guy...
it's the money,
he
honey.
Had to, of course, resign in disgrace, and now he's up on charges... which I'd love to see, presumably set up by
yes,
the mob.
Yes, that sounds like a good
themselves.
Idea to me.
Yeah, it's basically, I think it's mob run as far as the implication I had about it in the thing that I saw.
But that means it's the other side that's running.
It's the criminals. Right, no. Everything is upside down.
Okay, I see.
It's all this illegal stuff. I don't understand exactly what is and is not sacred subgenius church. How could that not be corrupt, really? It is a vice, right?
Yes, I mean, and so there's always that attraction.
I'm sorry. You know, am I, like, leading away from the mic?
What mic?
Because I don't... oh, yes, I forgot
how
again.
How about that?
I have your Bob. Sorry, I still have it.
Bob.
I have not used it.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I don't
want
to use the sacred subgenius church oil.
Yes, the sacred and...
I assume Bob burns a sacred flame.
Propane.
In any pipe that he burns.
Which makes you the vestal keeper of it. And it seems like you're doing a good job.
Well, it's protected from anyone else stealing it, yes.
it's a good thing.
So, have you heard about the
Jolly Green
the plans to go to Sacred Subgenius Church Museum?
You've heard well, I heard much idle talk,
idle gossip,
speculative
yes.
nature,
yes,
and discussion of possibilities,
yes.
Essential
that's
possibilities.
That's all I heard as well.
Because we all know that what has been done before ought theoretically to be possible to perform again.
Again, that's right.
Yes.
That's very true. And
however, the conditions vary from the way yes. they were before. And so that may be yeah. a decisive factor. Yeah, well, you might be able to, huh? Oh boy. Great, thanks.
But we don't want to wait. Well, you don't. Do you have to prove it? Maybe you just say you're.
Well, then you'll
only
have
61.
To go back to the back of the line, cringing in shame with your.
That's what I'm afraid
tail
of.
Between your legs. No, not at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
It's absurd.
I think the limit was 60 at the...
Sure, they need us old guys.
Or even...
For
no,
the
in
cinema,
fact,
see?
It was a big,
yeah.
fancy...
Walking
know, type
by in
GMC.
The background.
It was a GMC-type cinema.
They need some dodderers. Doddering in the background.
Isn't they... Aren't
That's
they...
That's where I come in.
55, I think? Yeah.
The senile...
That's what we want. just the old... It's hopefully it'll help me live a little longer.
It's nice to be able to
something.
Whatever, I'll take what I can get.
Well, yes, absolutely. Well, but there's a separate thing. So you can't do it?
You can't do that. And what an awful thing it was to do anyway. You'd get
well, yes, but,
cinders and
but you know how
cuts from coal. And-
You know, the endless force of vintage, you know, of anything that's already occurred historically, everyone always tries to preserve it at that moment. And so, like, in fact, yeah.
And so, struggling with technology, how about it? How's it coming out now?
Well, no, it's pretty much about the same.
So you're not really, but you're hearing me.
Well, yeah.
And I'm hearing you.
Yes,
so,
just,
and if the listeners at home hear what I hear, all is well.
Can
on
you
the great
put it up?
Ocean of space. At one point, Gulliver visited astronomers who invited him to look at Mars, and there Gulliver saw the two moons of Mars and described their rates. At the time the book was written, no one had ever seen that there were two moons on Mars, which actually there are, as Gulliver described them. Evidence of time travel with our Dr. Swift, or just an amazing coincidental prescience.
Nice moons.
Yes, Deimos and Phobos. Or in Edgar Rice Burroughs' Martian books, the Martians called them Thuria and Chloros. It had a mythology about how one pursued the maiden, the other one, accounting for their different velocity and speed across the sky.
Culture, huh? Let's just stamp that out.
Well, the Martian civilization in those novels was quite complex and ancient, with many social rules which were not to be violated.
Did they have little train sets?
No, they didn't have that.
That's the marker of true civilization.
There were no trains on Mars, and that would have been useful, too, considering that the city-states were isolated across vast stretches of uninhabitable territory, so why couldn't they have trains? But they didn't go in for mechanical devices that much. They had some, but they'd been using them for hundreds of thousands of years and didn't really innovate. Except for a few characters every now and then who came up with something. Like Ross Thavos, the mastermind of Mars. They had a good rifle that would hit a target a mile away.
They had, but they usually preferred to fight with swords. You see, they were Martians, and Mars was like the planet of war, where everybody had to be a warrior, every tradesman, every kid. Also, there was an assassin's guild, which the government permitted, which, you know, an assassin could be assigned to kill you, and if you were any decent Martian, you would defeat the assassin, but that could certainly happen. So it's not like here on Earth. Also, it gets really, really cold there, and Martians are incredibly tough and are practically naked during the day, but at night they have to bundle up, even them.
What I intended for you in the end.
One final detail about them is they lay eggs during the birth, like we do here. Even beautiful princesses lay eggs, like Mrs. John Carter and others who laid famous eggs on Mars. The egg of a Martian woman takes several years to gestate. During this process, through an interaction with the atmosphere, the egg actually grows larger. It has to be kept in a special incubator. And of course, from time immemorial, these incubators have to be guarded because it was ever the way of some hostile tribe to smash the eggs of the other tribe and raid their incubator.
To the song they're playing on the radio. Hello.
Hello.
You never say hello.
It's the happening sound.
Are you peeing urgently? And oh, this is Suicide Man.
Don't drive me to suicide now.
No. That,
purge it from your mind.
See, I think that doing something like that to yourself, you know, there's three axioms we must go by. Number one is the only life you have a right to take is your own. And number two, there's more to life than living. And number three, there comes a time when it's time to call it a life.
And it's not now. You have to fight the good fight. You don't ever win. You have to fight the good fight.
But yeah, you might need help along your bumpy, rocky
path. Absolutely.
And that's why you absolutely require more coffee.
We must destigmatize suicide.
Yes.
I think that it's too many people have a stereotype that it's something you do
in
a
bad state of mind. Don't you think that's in the culture?
The
we're going to see a lot of people.
Suicide exists can keep one
well,
from
that, I think
actually
that,
committing suicide.
That comes from the fact that at one time we were a much more religious culture, and most religions have forbid suicide.
The
almost an unforgivable sin in some cultures. That's the one that
God's
you commit suicide, you're taking
it
away God's gift. Yeah,
yes,
you can't do that. It's not yours to take away.
Regions immediately.
So anyway, that's some of what people thought back then before they realized they actually own their own body. That's the
well,
only thing.
Again,
you, that's the only thing you own.
Percolating up from the substratum of the repressed psychic abandonment, the coffee of existential despair, brewed over black leaves of hopelessness. This coffee instantly sours the cream, covered with a greenish mold. No thanks, I think I've had enough. All from the little shellfishes that crawls around on the floors of the seas. I should have been a pair of ragged claws, scuttling across the floors of silent seas. And the afternoon, the evening sleeps so peacefully, smoothed by long fingers, asleep, tired, or it malingers.
here stretched upon the floor between you and me? Should I, after tea and cakes and ices, have the strength to force the moment to its crisis? But though I have wept and fasted, wept and prayed, though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and there's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker, and I have seen the eternal footman hold my coat and snicker. And, in short, I was afraid. This will be great with coffee. And report on the real news on the show.
Yeah.
The real radio news. The radio news that's important. The news about the show. That's the one thing this show doesn't have, is its own show. People want to know what's happening to us during the week when we're not on the air. They want to know, follow our exploits and our adventures.
Yeah, well, of course, not probably everyone is able to keep up with the complicated synopsis of the previous episode.
People are, you know, on Tuesday, they're thinking, I wonder what Dr. Howe and Philo and Puzzling Evidence are doing right now. I mean, they're probably preparing for the show, because knowing how conscientious they are and how elaborate the show is put together, they're probably deep, deep in preparation.
Sure they are. Sure they are. Sure they
are. It's only a couple of days away. They got a lot of work to do to get the show ready.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to that show.
Well,
yes, that's what they're saying.
I can't either. That's what they say to each other.
No, I mean,
they call each other up and say, Dr. Howe, I can't wait to listen to the show with you and me on it.
Exactly. I was attempting to give voice to their aspirations. Simply to demonstrate the avidity that they have to listen to
the show. They like to call in and ask questions. Extremely complicated, and questions that require a lot of thought.
Run it up the flagpole and see who salutes it. And if we can land that big account... We're gonna alter some basic principles here. Yes, we're gonna break a lot of records here in the studio today. That's our nature, always to advance further on, to push the edge of the envelope into the fire, or whatever it is that one does. So, that edgy envelope has edged its last scratchy centimeter over the unforgiving terrain. How about the way those big brains crawled through the grass and reeds and plants and so forth? It seemed they were right there on the ground. When they turned into puddles of slime, you could see that sinking into the ground. So,
whatever.
That's live on radio.
And it's a wonderful time to be free, as Steely Dan said.
Intricately woven into the fabric of sad.
Gotta be sincere.
Please go out today and grab somebody on the street and make them listen to KPFA. Take your radio out or your phone. Use your cell phone to listen to the show sometime. You can play archive shows. You could say, this is what you're missing. And just shove your phone in their face. Listen to the show. You got to be more forceful about it. You guys are being too timid. You got to ask for the sale. You can't just go out there and wish for the sale. You gotta get down and beg for the sale sometimes.
Gotta be sincere.
You gotta be sincere. Honestly,
you gotta be
sincere. Then you're gonna make that big sale. Then you can really, really relax. Yeah, baby. Send us your grandmother's penny collection. Send us anything of value. Send us gold. Send us diamonds. Send us rubies and pearls. Send us filthy lucre. Send us your blank checks. And send us a ballpoint pen. This alone will provide enough financial stability to help us out here.
That's why...
You should ask your grandmothers, your grandfathers. Yeah.
A few tattoos, quit
vaping.
Piercings.
Quit vaping you so much.
That's not right. That's not what they do, these young people.
It's just They're crazy. Vaping all the time.
That's just crazy talk.
They're vaping. Don't use so much mustache wax. Quit vaping all day. Try to control yourself a little more and use that excess slack that you derive and say you did it because of this show. You did it because we talked you into it. This unbelievably persuasive way that we use. This lady here, she's telling you.
And the interwebs and those crevices of electronic confusion. Reach in and grab yourself a big heaping handful. And have a manly mug of Merc and a Chesterfield. That's the kind Jesus smoked. Believe it or not, if you've got faith, then you can believe it. Takes a lot of money to run a station like this, and we need more of it. Send us a big wad of cash today. You drop more out fishing for change at lunch than what we get. Just send it on. Send that money to KPFA.
Hey, that crazy guy that was on it.
Hustling K-Rob.
We'll return momentarily. Until then, please stay tuned. Your audience is important to us. The automatic K-Rob.
Thank you for liking our franchise.
Or rather, podcast history.
Yes, this show is being live.
A live-o.
Is this still just a podcast, or can this be a telecast? Because I can see my image on the screen.
Well, you see, we are being technically augmented at this moment.
So it's
always
merely a photo
booth. Experimenting with the latest scientific addition to our regular spectrum of presentation.
What the best one, though, is always the dividing everything into half and mapping it, you know, the wraparound map function.
Not intentionally. For those few cases, I apologize.
In my day, people said that I was peppy.
And now, what do they say you are?
Now they say...
brittle,
well,
sessile, unmoving, rooted to
cool
the spot.
My cool Jen Popo. And
me no understand Jen Popo.
That's right.
Talk.
Tonto, only Tonto... Tarzan and Frankenstein understand.
Bizarro from... Right.
You know, did
Bizarro
they,
number one.
Did they ever have their own comic? Because I think they maybe
I think they
did.
Had a giant Superman special which featured Superman being confronted by the Bizarros in a series of different situations.
Yes.
So it was a Bizarro Superman special.
Yes.
Sure wish I had that one.
Oh, my God, yes. Well, just think of it. Makes my fingertips water. Aching to feel the yellowed paper. Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be a great...
They were all imperfect duplicates of Superman that had been created by an atomic accident in space.
They were wonderful because they're all glass or ice.
Well, they were faceted. They're sort of mineralized in their imperfection, and their hair was uncombed.
Yeah. Really
herky jerky appearance.
It's like a pre Kirby. It's like someone.
Wasn't Kirby though.
No. That's what I'm saying.
It's such a bizarre idea.
It's before Kirby even, because it's.
And they were cosmic contrarians. You know, everything had to be backwards.
Yes.
Opposite.
I may have even told you, a friend of mine, as late as college, was shocked to find that it was not pronounced Bizarro. He hadn't made the connection.
Who knows how it's pronounced?
Even though
I assume it's pronounced Bizarro. Yeah. Everyone I know says Bizarro.
Exactly. But he didn't. He hadn't connected the two in his mind, and he was.
Well, did it do him any harm?
Oh well, no. The learning of it did him good. Yes. Now he knows.
Might as well be the
correct
chain gang.
Did you see that? That's why you don't watch TV.
I can see the show for miles. I'm getting scared. Now I'm a little concerned. Maybe my paranoia is striking deep. Into my heart it has crept.
Wow.
Crept that it's been rhyme with deep. Well, whatever it is, I think something's going to happen in a minute or two here. Something very sinister. Scary. Something that might cause our public to blow their minds out in a car.
Whoa.
Because they didn't know the light had changed. Crowd of people could be standing and around and staring. They'd seen it their face before somewhere in a picture show or man, it looks so good.
I think where you're going, you should just buy the machine that makes them, you know.
My stomach, the borborygmi that I hear right now is echoing throughout the studio. People, please. Please tell your friends. We need some new listeners. Tell your friends about this show, this particular show. But more importantly, tell them about the other shows on KPFA. The ones that didn't intrude on our show tonight, thankfully. Hopefully we're intruding on theirs during the daytime.
Nobody should have to listen to Puzzling Evidence at 8 in the morning.
Well, they damn well should, excuse the English, because which will have vastly more listeners.
Puzzling Evidence Radio and name only.
Oh,
so I got the
records
for him.
Stop laughing.
And then all of a sudden the monkeys came out.
It was Aunt Bertha, the Aunt Bertha in me. Experiment.
Yeah. Oh, no. This is a really quiet part of the show.
You know, Prime Directive. Why did they make the Prime Directive the most abused rule that cannot be broken?
If it was the first one they ran into, yeah, they didn't really get into like Third Amendment.
Right. It all started with the Green Orion girl said, "No, stop."
It's radio. I'm not talk radio news.
Wow,
that's amazing. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing? Here on the Puzzling Evidence Show.
Yeah. You're tuned to the Puzzling Evidence Show.
On 94.1 KPFA.
Yeah, on
94.1. And 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And what about
Santa Cruz? Well, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno and 97.5 K248BR in Santa Cruz.
Wow. Yeah, that's
what this is. That's some of the weirdest call letters I've ever heard.
This is driving radio into the ground.
Down!
And by radio, I mean, look at me here on radio doing my fingers with the air quotes around the word radio.
The air quotes, yeah. It's a show fact.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to have to look it up here. And
I don't know where, how you...
Song is over.
It bothers me to listen to you. I warn you.
I warn you three times.
Have you heard the radio?
The sound bothers me to listen to.
Oh, yeah, I heard it back.
It has always...
I heard it. Yeah.
Haunted me.
But I was listening
what
to
the
other
very disturbing indeed.
I'm listening to the show.
Uncle Dr. Hal, what's on there, I guess?
Dr. Hal, we had...
a radio show.
Well, we're going through staff cuts here. You know, we've got to draw in the budget, so Dr. Hal only comes like every other show now. We had to cut somebody, and so we had to think about how we were going to do it. This gives Dr. Hal more sleeping time. It's harder and harder to sleep on the show. So we had to give him some time off.
You had to kind of push him off to the side.
Actually, I didn't want to tell everybody this, but it was a little bit of a, you know, a punitive action we had to take because he was acting up. Hal's been acting up. He's acting up. He's talking out. He's been, like, cutting up in class. He's like, talking to the other students and won't shut up. They can't get their work done.
Yeah, sure.
And then he just sits there during the test and doesn't even just looks at his pencils and stuff. Doesn't even work.
Yeah.
So we had to fire him. Just for a week, though. It's just, it's not a permanent firing. It's just a temporary.
Yeah, I thank you for letting him go there.
He'll probably be back, you know, next week.
But you couldn't get a word in pitch-wise from him. You try to talk, and he would just talk right over you.
Did you ever study blabbertology in school? So,
the honky tonk.
And then Puzzling Evidence knows everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes us a great team.
Now you know the...
That's when life was normal.
Hi.
Yep, not anymore. Now, not normal. Just AFU, as we used to say. Yep.
The problem, of course, is that...
This lady, of course, needs her Thorazine. That will cut down on the perseverations.
She's
just perseverating. You see them self-medicating with Dunkin' Donuts.
Does that make him
Happy Donut. What's it called? Donut, you know, the schizophrenic love donut places.